while the Canadian government has requested participation from its citizens to partake in a Canadian health measures survey. But what is this survey, and is there some sort of nefarious intent? Let's dig in. Tamara Ugolini here with Rebel News to bring you a recent letter posted on social media from Statistics Canada that requests the participation of Canadians to partake in a health measures survey. Here's a quick clip.
If you're anything like Lily, you take both your health and the health of your family seriously. And so do we. Having accurate information about the health of Canadians is an essential part of improving healthcare. That's why Statistics Canada, in partnership with Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada, is conducting the Canadian Health Measures Survey. The Canadian Health Measures Survey is a voluntary, multi-stage survey that will provide information to help guide future healthcare policies and programs. Data collected through this unique and important survey will be kept confidential. Statistics Canada does not release any information that could identify individuals or any member of their household. The time you take to participate will benefit you and your family for years to come, improving and protecting the health of all Canadians. For example, an interviewer came to Lily's home, and based on their conversation, Lily decided the Canadian Health Measures Survey was worth her time. Through her participation in the survey, Lily received important information about her health, such as body composition, cardiovascular and musculoskeletal health and fitness, oral health, nutrition and exposure to environmental contaminants. As a randomly selected participant, Lily represents many other people in her community. By saying yes to the Canadian Health Measures Survey, you will be helping to improve the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of illnesses for all Canadians.
And in light of the COVID-19 related failures and general inability of health institutions like Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada to uphold actual health and wellness while remaining impartial to big pharma marketing schemes, there is a deep-seated distrust in government-run programs, especially when it comes to healthcare, with many Canadians skeptical about looming digital ID initiatives. This remains especially true as the Public Health Agency of Canada disregarded basic privacy protection and ethical conduct to use your own money to purchase your personal data throughout the COVID pandemic, which left many with warranted skepticism around this kind of survey.
The Public Health Agency of Canada confirmed media reports just before Christmas that it had secretly accessed location data for 33 million mobile devices to monitor the movement of Canadians during COVID-19. That number represents roughly 87% of the population who were spied on without any knowledge that the government was accessing their data. Public Health Agency of Canada officials were forced to admit this had occurred after a request for proposal was published with a call for interest in continuing a program of collecting data for up to 5 more years.
A photo of which was recently posted to Twitter, where it received a lot of flack. And Canadian taxpayers deserve to know just how much a program of this magnitude costs, with a $150 bribe being used to entice Canadians to partake in this DNA collection initiative. That's why I'm filing an access to information request to find out, and you can help to fund that work and offset our costs at rebelinvestigates.com. That's where we house all of our exclusive access to information requests and publish the government's own responses. But before we get into the history of this survey, let's run through the Government of Canada's website to see what they themselves say about their own survey. The objective of this survey is to gather information that will help improve the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of illnesses and to promote the health and wellness of Canadians. This survey will ask you questions about your health history and health-related lifestyle behaviors. The data collected will be used by researchers to further understand the relationships between disease risk factors and risk conditions such as obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, exposure to infectious diseases, and to environmental contaminants. In addition, this survey will shed light on illnesses and reveal the extent to which many diseases may be undiagnosed among Canadians and enable health professionals and researchers to face challenges in public health. Collection methods include a personal interview in the respondent's home, followed by a visit to a mobile examination center where physical measures are taken. The website notes that participation is voluntary. Topics covered in the survey include body composition, blood pressure, bone density, oral health, environmental contaminants in blood and urine. There are trailer locations placed all across Canada for this purpose. But when did the survey begin, and is there some sort of nefarious health fishing expedition happening with it in light of novel mRNA injections? Well, not exactly. See, the Canadian Health Measures Survey launched in 2007, and it runs every 2 years. So this year's survey is referred to as Cycle 7, since it is the seventh time the program has run since 2007. The survey works to collect health information, collect blood, urine, and saliva samples that are stored at the Statistics Canada Biobank for future health research projects. It's all meant to create a national baseline data on the extent of such major health concerns as obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, exposure to infectious diseases, and exposure to environmental contaminants. StatsCan publishes both the data results and analysis from these surveys. So if you're skeptical and don't want a government biobank obtaining and storing samples of your DNA indefinitely, then don't participate. Because while the survey itself is voluntary, again, participants are incentivized with that $150 reward for visiting a mobile examination center. So it's in the public interest to know how much this program costs and what the response rate is. If you're able to, please support our investigation at rebelinvestigates.com. For Rebel News, I'm Tamara Ugolini. Rebel News files extensive access to information requests with government entities, and if you appreciate the hard work that we do to bring you this kind of information, then please consider chipping in if you're able to fund our efforts at rebelinvestigates.com. You can see all of our exclusive reports at that special website and help to offset the costs, again, if you're able to. That's rebelinvestigates.com. Thank you for your continued support.